All right, welcome to our deep dive into all things Georgia.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, so today we're going to be focusing on, if you're thinking about a trip to Georgia, we're going to be covering everything from like visas, e-visas, like all that good stuff, just to kind of give you a better idea of the process, to travel to Georgia.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating destination, and the visa system, it's actually quite streamlined in many ways.
Yeah, and I think like you were saying like before we started recording, Georgia has a really interesting like digital nomad kind of scene going on. So we're going to be covering all of that good stuff. We're going to be covering e-visas, traditional visas, and those essential tips that you need to make sure your trip goes off without a hitch.
Definitely. Those are important.
Yeah. So let's maybe start with talking about the different ways to actually get into Georgia. Like, what are the options?
One thing that I think is really interesting about Georgia is how much they've embraced sort of the digital age when it comes to travel. Their e-visa system is really surprisingly user-friendly.
Okay, so that's a good option for people who are, looking for something quick and easy.
It's convenient, it's relatively quick.
Yeah, and probably most people listening are already familiar with e-visas in general. But can you break down exactly how it works specifically for Georgia?
So Georgia's e-visa, it's basically like your digital key to the country, right? Citizens of over 90 countries can apply for it online. And for a variety of reasons: tourism, business, visiting family, even for religious pilgrimages. And so, you apply online, you pay the fee, and then typically you'll receive your visa within 5 business days.
5 business days. That's really
Yeah,
fast.
it's pretty quick.
Well, no more like embassy visits or weeks of waiting.
No, it's much more streamlined.
Okay, that's great. So it's fast, it's easy. But what kind of documents do people need to actually apply?
Good question. So you'll need, of course, a valid passport. You'll need a recent digital photograph. You'll need a detailed travel itinerary, confirmation of your accommodation, so where you're planning on staying, proof of travel health insurance, and also proof of sufficient funds. So they just want to make sure that, you can support yourself financially.
Gotcha. And I imagine it's probably also important to make sure all that information is accurate, like
Absolutely.
matching your passport details and everything.
Accuracy is key. Any kind of discrepancies could lead to delays, or even, in the worst case, rejection of your application.
That makes sense, yeah. Accuracy is key. But you also mentioned earlier a special visa just for religious pilgrimages. Can you tell me a little more about that?
So, Georgia has such a rich religious history, and they've actually thoughtfully created this specific e-visa to make it easier for pilgrims to visit the country's many sacred sites. And this e-visa allows for stays of up to 30 or 90 days, depending on your nationality. So it can be, it can be a significant amount of time. So it's a great option for those, looking to really immerse themselves in that aspect of Georgian culture.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, it seems like they've really kind of thought of everything to make travel to Georgia accessible.
They've made it quite easy and streamlined the process.
But let's say someone is, listening to this and they're thinking, I don't want to go for a couple weeks. I want to go for like several months. So in that case, would they still need a visa or?
So that's where traditional visas come in. So these are typically required for longer stays, for specific purposes like work or study, or for citizens of countries that aren't eligible for the visa. So it really kind of depends on your individual circumstances.
Okay, so a little bit more paperwork involved, I imagine.
A little bit more involved. You'll need to apply at a Georgian embassy or consulate, and processing times can be a little bit longer. But they do have, different categories based on the purpose of your visit. They have category A for diplomatic visits, category B for special purposes, category C for shorter stays, and category D for longer stays.
So it's pretty comprehensive.
It is, yeah. It's quite detailed and covers a wide range of purposes for visiting Georgia.
Okay, cool. So let's explore these category C visas a bit further. What exactly do they cover?
Yeah, so Category C visas include, things like tourist visas, visitor visas, business visas, and what they call mission visas.
Okay.
And these usually allow you to stay for up to 90 days, but extensions are possible in certain
Okay,
circumstances.
extensions. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
And how straightforward is that, like the extension process?
So it does require a little bit of effort. You'll need to start the process at least 30 days before your current visa expires. Provide, a valid reason for the extension and submit supporting documents, like proof of, your finances, and a copy of your current visa. So again, it's a little bit more involved.
Yeah, I can see why planning ahead is so important.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about traditional visas, we talked
Right.
about extensions, but earlier you also mentioned this dedicated digital nomad visa.
Oh yeah.
And that sounds like something that's really
Potential.
tailor-made for a specific type of traveler.
Yeah, absolutely. Georgia has kind of become a bit of a haven for digital nomads, with its stunning landscapes, its relatively affordable living costs, and now this dedicated visa. It's no wonder that people are flocking there.
Okay, so tell me, how does this digital nomad visa actually work?
Okay. So it's quite straightforward. If you're a citizen of one of those 90 plus eligible countries and you can prove you're working remotely, you have sufficient income, you can apply for this visa and it allows you to stay in Georgia for up to a year tax-free.
Wait, did you say tax-free?
Tax-free.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing deal.
Wow, okay.
And it really kind of speaks to Georgia's commitment to attracting
Yeah.
talented individuals from all over the world
Yeah.
to come and contribute to their economy and enjoy the country.
So while that sounds fantastic,
Are there any potential downsides or things that digital nomads should be aware of?
that's a great question. There are always things to consider. So for example, while the cost of living in Georgia is generally quite affordable, prices, especially in the bigger cities like Tbilisi, have been rising. Also, while the internet infrastructure is improving, it's still not quite as reliable as it is in some other, digital nomad hotspots. So those are a couple of things to keep in mind.
Yeah, so it's always good to kind of do your research, weigh the pros and cons.
Exactly. Yeah, talk to other people who've done it, who've lived there.
But back to the benefits.
Yes.
You also mentioned something about a special tax rate if you stay longer than a year.
Yeah. So here's another interesting fact. If you stay beyond that 1 year mark and you decide to actually register, as an individual entrepreneur, you can benefit from a really favorable tax rate of only 1% on your earnings.
1%.
1%.
That's crazy.
It's pretty incredible.
Okay.
So again, it's a really, really attractive option.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way. I mean, it sounds like Georgia's, like you said, rolling out the red carpet
They are.
for digital nomads.
It's a smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I think we've covered the visa side of things pretty well.